Page 30. Newsworthy clips. Update your vocabulary with news clips from around the world. Australian gets the world's first prototype bionic eye. An Australian woman robbed of her sight 30 years ago told recently how she saw a little flash of light after being implanted with the world's first prototype bionic eye. Diane Ashworth, 54, went blind through an inherited condition called retinitis pigmentosa, but had some vision after the device was surgically implanted in a Melbourne hospital and connected up to a laboratory unit. "All of a sudden, I could see a little flash. It was amazing," Ashworth said in a statement from the Bionic Vision Australia research project. "Every time there was stimulation, there was a different shape that appeared in front of my eye." The retinal implant has 24 electrodes that send impulses to nerve cells in the eye, electrical impulses that occur naturally in those with normal vision. In the prototype, a wire from the back of the eye connects with a receptor behind the ear. The receptor is plugged into a laboratory unit, which researchers use to control the information sent to the eye, allowing them to study how the brain reacts. "This is a world first," Surgeon Penny Allen said. "We implanted a device in this position behind the retina, demonstrating the viability of our approach." Team leader David Pennington said the results were better than they had expected, inspiring confidence that useful vision would come with a fully developed bionic eye. "Much still needs to be done in using the current implant to build images for Ms. Ashworth," he said. "The next big step will be when we commence implants of the full devices. A complete device would have a vision processor that builds images using flashes of light. It would also have an external camera. Future prototypes would have more than 1,000 electrodes, so useful vision could be achieved." Study finds new benefit of coffee. It reduces pain. Scientists in Norway have more good news for coffee drinkers. Researchers have already found evidence that coffee beans can help with weight loss, reduce one's risk of developing Alzheimer's disease or dementia, boost muscle growth, protect against certain types of cancers, and can even reduce one's risk of premature death, among many other benefits. Now comes word that a cup of joe reduces physical pain. The surprising finding is based on a study involving 48 volunteers who agreed to spend 90 minutes performing fake computer tasks meant to mimic office work. The tasks were known to cause pain in the shoulders, neck, forearms, and wrists, and the researchers wanted to compare how people with chronic pain and those who were pain-free tolerated the tasks. As a matter of convenience, the scientists allowed people to drink coffee before taking the test to avoid decreased vigor and alertness, sleepiness, and fatigue, they reported. But when it came time to analyze the data, the researchers noticed that the 19 people who drank coffee reported a lower intensity of pain than the 29 people who didn't. In the shoulders and neck, for instance, the average pain intensity was rated 41 on a 100-point scale among the coffee drinkers and 55 for the coffee abstainers. Similar gaps were found for all pain sites measured. The authors of the study cautioned that since the study wasn't designed to test coffee's influence on pain, the results come with many uncertainties. For starters, the researchers don't know how much coffee the coffee drinkers consumed before taking the computer tests. They also doubt that the coffee drinkers and abstainers were similar in all respects, except for their Java consumption. Problems like these tend to undermine the importance of the findings, but those reservations are unlikely to trouble the legions of coffee drinkers looking for any reason not to cut back on their daily caffeine habit. Scientists may have a way to communicate with paralyzed. Neuroscientists unveiled a way to potentially communicate with paralyzed or seemingly comatose patients using brain imaging machines in a recent report. The finding follows on 2 decades of neuroscientists looking for ways to translate brain signals into messages to help locked-in paralyzed patients such as those with Lou Gehrig's disease. Researchers have made increasing advances in using devices that detect brain activity to help paralyzed patients, ones who often are forced to rely on eye blinks or facial muscle twitches to slowly send messages. In the journal Current Biology, a neuroscience team led by Bettina Sorger of Maastricht University in the Netherlands reports that the scanning machines translated signals in the brains of 6 healthy volunteers into letters, enabling them to spell messages. This is not mind reading. It is under the person's control, so it is more like a typewriter for the brain, Sorger says. In the study, the volunteers could use their brains to deliver signals that were translated into letters by the scanners and finally into whole messages, typically taking them an hour or less to learn how to do it. The scanner decoded signals using a data mining computer technique essential to translating brain signals into words. For affected patients, time is not the most pressing matter compared to just being able to communicate, Sorger says. The method, along with the state-of-the-art data mining technique, can be used to create a brain-controlled keyboard, says Harvard neuroscientist Sungshik Yu, who was not part of the study. For me, if this helps even one person, it will have been worth the effort, says Sorger, who first came up with the way to translate MRI signals into letters as she was drifting off to sleep. I wrote the idea down in a hurry. I didn't want to lose it. Vocabulary focus. Stimulation. Receptor. Viability. Commence. Dementia. Mimic. Abstainer. For starters. Legion. Brain imaging. Scanner. Data mining. Drift off.